He basically said that the trial judge had failed to address the point that Shivers had or did not have any knowledge of the attack until a rendezvous with the gunman. In other words, he was saying, we don't accept that a person who provides assistance after a murder, with full knowledge of what has happened, even, thereby becomes guilty of murder. And therefore, he said, because the trial judge, had not addressed that, they had to allow the appeal.